An Amherst, Massachusetts man has just completed a 400-mile walk from Selma, Alabama to Memphis, Tennessee, coinciding with commemorations in that city marking the 50th anniversary of the death of Martin Luther King. Ken Johnston, who describes himself as an amateur long-distance hiker, started what he calls the Walk to Freedom on February 25th with a backpack, with a tent, sleeping bag, cooking gear, some clothes, maps, and a book. Johnston told NEPR's Kari and Jerry he began the solo trek by tracing the 54-mile Selma to Montgomery route that King and other civil rights marchers took in March 1965 to demand voting rights for African Americans, which he adds are threatened again.
It took me 4 days to walk to the state capitol, and along the way I stopped at each campsite where the original 1965 Selma to Montgomery walkers stopped. And along the way, I met people who, you know, told me stories about living in the area, and also some who shuttled supplies to the marchers during that time. I even met a white gentleman later on during my walk who was a National Guardsman that protected the marchers. And the second part of my journey was tracing the Underground Railroad from Montgomery to Birmingham, where I stopped at the 16th Street Baptist Church, and then onwards to Memphis. But it was that first leg between Selma and Montgomery where, you know, our ancestors still stirring. You know, I could hear them very clear. I could feel their trepidations when they were crossing the Pettus Bridge. And what was very interesting was when I reached the state capitol, they were quiet. So that sent a real message to me that they still are seeking more changes that the state has not recognized or kept its promises.
Did you feel any trepidation yourself?
I had no negative experiences along the way. What I experienced was the love of people, the generosity of people, the entire way from the beginning to the end.
Where'd you stay?
When I arrived in Montgomery, I was greeted by my fraternity brothers. I'm a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity, and I stayed at the Catholic Rectory in Montgomery. And it turned out that the father of the church there was a member of Alpha Phi Alpha also. So he set me up with a nice suite, and I had a really good time there. And then other alphas came and joined me and took me out while I was in the city. And then the same thing happened in Birmingham. At other points along the way, I was hosted by groups from Baptist churches. Also, in Mississippi, I was hosted by Rust College, which is a traditional, historically black college and university. And then when I arrived in Memphis, again, more angels came into my life. There was a group called Girl Trek. They're a national exercise group that encourages black women to get out and walk and move. And a couple of their members came and joined me for the last 3.5 miles of my walk.
You also stayed in abandoned buildings.
There were some nights that I tented out along the way, quite a few nights, and sometimes it would be under pavilions in public parks, abandoned buildings, or homes that were abandoned that had pavilions to keep from, you know, being rained on. Yeah, I had those kinds of nights, too, where I, you know, just slept out in the wild.
So what did it feel like for you to be there in Memphis?
Well, when I was in college at the University of Massachusetts back in the early 80s, I was along with a couple of friends. We drove down to Washington, D.C. for a march on Washington to make Martin Luther King's birthday a national holiday. So here I was 30 years later at the National Civil Rights Museum again, recognizing his life, his legacy, the values that were important to him. It was very moving to me. And after having made, you know, that 400-mile trek, I just had a deeper understanding of what he went through and what our ancestors went through to really make our lives better. It really hit home with me. Just, it was a very powerful and deep experience.
Yeah. How are you doing physically? I mean, how's your feet?
My feet are fine. I was fortunate I never had any blisters or anything like that. And just, you know, every day I would rub a little lotion on them and continue the next day.
That's Amherst resident Ken Johnston speaking with New England Public Radio's Kari and Jerry. He's on his way to Kansas City before returning to Western Massachusetts, no walking this time, but by car and plane. You're listening to Morning Edition on New England Public Radio.